And this is 88.5 WMNF Tampa. Well, that could be the theme song to our WMNF Tropical Heat Wave. One thing leads to another. One band leads to another, and you can do that 16 times. That'll be a crazy good time happening in Ybor City with a tropical heat wave back for the second year. We came back doing it. So you got to get out there and support it, because if you don't, then you wouldn't come back for a third year, and I'd be crying every May. This band, I happened to see at the Americana Festival, and made a little trip out there looking for bands for Tropical Heatwave, and the track is called Left My Soul in Memphis. We're getting our, the name of the band is Eddie Ninevolt.
Well, I left my soul. I can, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I left a girl in
With a community service announcement. April is National Stress Awareness Month, and if you are caring for a loved one with dementia, the Alzheimer's Foundation of America's Helpline is available to you 7 days a week. Social workers can answer questions, provide support, and connect you with resources and services. Contact the Alzheimer's Foundation of America's Helpline at 866-232-8484 or visit alzfdn.org. Thanks.
Some will say that's a better version than the original of Coldplay's song Clocks, and that was redone with Coldplay and Rhythms del Mundo, giving it that Buena Vista sound. Also on that album of remake versions of U2, Arctic Monkeys, Jack Johnson, just to name a few. Check that one out. Great sound. Camille Trust before that. We heard Flirt, and she was at Daddy Cool this past weekend on Record Store Day. Eddie Ninevolt before that with Left My Soul in Memphis. And I hope you don't leave your soul in Memphis. I hope you bring it to Tropical Heat Wave. That's, we want to see your soul. We want to be near your soul. We want to dance with our shirts off with your soul. And it's going to be a great time. There's going to be T-shirts for sale and buttons and all kinds of swag. So you can really get in the heat wave mood. It's on May 4th at the Cuban Club in Ybor City. Tickets are a scant $40, including any and all fees, which there are none. It's exactly $40 to get those tickets in advance. Here's a band that's playing. If you like a little ska, a little reggae, well, they're perfect for you. And they told me this show, Tropical Heat Wave, is going to be the best one they ever did. They're going to pull it out. They're going to pull all the stops. Soul Purpose 4. This is Spread Your Love.
Woke up this morning with a smile on my face. You know I'm living in a lovely place. I make my home in Sarasota, FLA. We got beautiful beaches. And you know we got all kinds of lovely creatures. I make my living where the whole world comes to play. There I go, I see these signs. Beautiful colors, clean crisp lines. A simple message, just two words to say. All it says is spread love.
Spread love, spread love.
But down the hate, rise above. These friends of mine, and so I packed it right up and hit my cup, and then I spread it just like butter. There will never be another, cause my cup it runneth over, and I'll never be a loner. As long as I got the love inside, my heart is off the donor list. The frequency of the bass, it hits the treble, makes you move your hips. With love, we're always making hits until the day we're lowered six. There I go, I see these signs. Beautiful colors, clean, crisp lines. A simple message, just two words to say.
Down the hill. WMNF's Tropical Heat Wave is back at the Cuban Club in Ybor on Saturday, May 4th. You'll see an eclectic mix of national and local bands, like The Record Company.
I got this life to fix, threw it all out in a ditch, broke it down when I was sick, built it back up brick by brick.
We have a few things up our sleeves too, like local food and art vendors, refillable water bottle stations for a greener experience, and cool swag, all while celebrating with your WMNF community. Don't miss WMNF's Tropical Heat Wave, May 4th at the Cuban Club in Ybor. See the full lineup and buy tickets at tropicalheatwave.org.
Must be fun to be a musician making sounds like that. That was Lime Garden with Love Song. Before that, Soul Purpose 5 would Spread Love, and they're spreading their love at Tropical Heatway happening on May 4th. Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Pretty good. How about you, Flea?
Things are going great. Chris, I assume this is true, but I'll ask you, do you know how to ride a bike?
I do, yes.
You do. Everyone knows how to ride a bike.
Yep.
Except for the person who's coming on after the news. She writes a song about how she can't ride a bike.
Huh. All right. Well, thanks, Flea, and good afternoon. I'm Chris Young with the WMNF News headlines at 4:31. Today, Governor Ron DeSantis highlighted the $6.5 billion the state has spent on Everglades restoration and water quality improvements since he took office. At a press conference in West Palm Beach, the governor touted the $1.5 billion included in the state budget this year for environmental projects. He says Floridians can expect him to continue supporting Everglades improvements in the future.
Rome wasn't built in the day. This is a big state. You're talking about restoring the plumbing of the state to how God intended it. It requires a lot of things. This is really ambitious. These are ambitious projects.
Of the total allocated this year, $850 million will go towards Everglades restoration projects. This Earth Day, the CDC and NOAA announced a new tool that they hope will provide more information for people particularly vulnerable to heat. Health and government officials spoke at a hospital in Washington, D.C. to announce the tool. Don Graves is the Deputy Secretary of Commerce.
Extreme heat kills more people in the U.S. today than any other weather hazard. That includes hurricanes, floods, tornadoes.
The tool highlights unusual heat patterns on a map. It divides heat to a number in color-coded scale, ranging from minor to extreme, that identifies heat risk. Ken Graham, director of NOAA's National Weather Service, demoed the program.
So you can follow the heat as it transposes across the country. You can follow areas where it's getting maybe worse, getting better. You can see some of those trends as you scroll in there.
The forecast tool was first made for California in 2013.
People really liked it, and it was a simple way to be able to see this information. And as a result, the Weather Service is like, and both of us, right, the CDC, it's like, let's expand this nationwide.
Graves hopes people benefit from this tool.
Heat risk will help people understand what forecast heat means to them and their families.
Find a link to the tool on our website, WMNF.org. The Tampa Bay Times reports some of the 49 migrants flown to Martha's Vineyard by the state of Florida are now able to legally work in the United States and have temporary protections from deportation because they're considered victims of a potential crime, their attorney says. The migrants are eligible for protection because they applied for a special kind of visa meant for crime victims who are helping law enforcement in the investigation of suspected criminal activity. They applied for what are known as U visas last year after they said they had been tricked into taking charter flights from San Antonio, Texas, to the Massachusetts island with false promises of jobs and other aid, said Rachel Self, an attorney for the migrants. With the November elections nearing, Florida congressional candidates will formally qualify to run this week. Gina Jordan reports they have until noon Friday to submit paperwork.
Voting rights groups filed state and federal lawsuits challenging the constitutionality of a congressional redistricting map that Governor Ron DeSantis pushed through the legislature 2 years ago. The cases centered on the overhaul of a North Florida district that in the past elected a black Democrat. The district was broken up and it's now represented by a white Republican. A state appeals court and a federal court rejected the challenges. The state case is now at the Florida Supreme Court and it may not be resolved for months, meaning the controversial map will remain in place for this year's elections. Candidates for judicial offices, state attorney, and public defender posts will also qualify this week to get on the ballot. Qualifying for other positions, such as state legislative seats, will be held in June. I'm Gina Jordan.
Pump prices in Florida climbed 7 cents over the past week amid concerns about the cost of oil due to clashes in the Middle East and Ukraine. With domestic demand viewed as, quote, lackluster, the Auto Club AAA has gas selling at an average of $3.58 on Sunday, 2 cents higher than a month ago and 14 cents less than a year ago. Nationally, the average was $3.67 on Sunday, a 4 cent increase over the prior week. Sunday's national average was 15 cents higher than the previous month and 1 cent lower than a year ago. Right now, it's 80 degrees and sunny. Tonight will be mainly clear with a low of 58. I'm Chris Young with the WMNF News headlines at 4:35 on 88.5 FM and WMNF.org.
I can't ride a bike, and I don't think I ever will. Sometimes it's good to not know how to do something. If I had a pound for every person that told me to teach me, I'd be the richest little schemer going. I'm not leaving, just flowing.
safest way to play God.
Sam Evian with a track called Jacket. And he's a big-time producer, produced Big Thief, Pale Hound, and more bands, and decided to go out on his own. Before that, we heard Omni with Plastic Pyramid, and Phoebe Green, a sad tale. Phoebe Green says she cannot ride a bike. Right here on 88.5 WMNF Tampa, and we are celebrating tropical heat waves coming up on May 4th. And, you know, there's been so many. It's like, I don't know, 30? tropical heat waves over the years, and so glad that it is back, and we can hear Tropical Heat Wave now on May 4th. You want to check that out. A band we're going to play at Tropical Heat Wave, as we just get this equipment right here. Sorry about that. I leaned on the wrong thing. You're going to hear the sensational Barnes Brothers coming up in just 1 second. Here we go. At Tropical Heat Wave. You're going to love them there. They won't make this mistake.
With a WMNF community announcement. Did you know that nearly 200,000 women will be living in shelters this Mother's Day? This is why Two Men in a Truck created Movers for Moms. In partnership with Community Radio, essential items will be collected at WMNF Studio from now until the week of May 6th to be given to moms living in shelters for Mother's Day. Clothing, shampoo, pillows, slippers. Anything goes a long way in making moms feel special. To find drop-off locations in your area or get involved, visit WMNF.org under Community Events. Thanks.
Louder, oh, pull back again, faster. You know.
Pond PA with Side Eye Rolls. Before that, the Downtown Glitter, and You're the One, Alex Harris with Something Gotta Change. And we start off with the sensational Barnes Brothers, who are making a stop at Tropical Heatwave at the Cuban Club on May 4th. The doors open at 5 o'clock, goes till about 1 o'clock. You don't have to stay for the whole thing. You're going to want to. You may not make it, but you can. And give it your best shot. I dare you. Well, I'm Flea. This is 88.5 WMNF Tampa, and we're going to hear some Jim Shearer, and it's got a track, Cloud Bowling with Tuba. Okay, I'm with you.